Welcome to part two of the Pioneers of Rock on that Classic Rock Show, Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM. Our next artist is one of the cornerstones of rockabilly. Carl Perkins was a poor country boy who worked with his family picking cotton. A black field hand taught him to play guitar, and he began playing dances with his two brothers. But he heard an Elvis Presley record, and he and his brothers headed to Sun Records in Memphis to audition and record. They gained national prominence in 1956 when he recorded the song Blue Suede Shoes and became the first country artist to cross over to the rhythm and blues charts. Although Presley followed up with his own version, Perkins' original version sold more. Jim, what do I have on my feet?
Those are Blue Suede Shoes.
That's right. And don't step on them.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Blue Suede Shoes.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. My car, you drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
There's a very sad chapter in his career. He and his brother were seriously injured in an auto accident. His brother died, and Perkins' career took a downturn. But during a 1964 tour of Britain, he discovered that George Harrison learned to play guitar from his records. He became friendly with the Beatles, who recorded five of his songs.
Another artist who started with a rockabilly roots was Gene Vincent. He combined rock and roll with his rockabilly music, creating a very exciting sound. His onstage persona was that of a leather jacket-wearing greaser. He was nicknamed the Screaming End. He was just one of those rock and rollers way out there. Kind of remind me of Fonzie, another Fonzie reference today. His voice was very similar to that of Elvis Presley, who I think many people have heard of. So the studio wanted to make his first hit sound pretty much like Elvis. The song was called Beep Bop Alula.
Well, beep bop Alula, she's my baby. Beep bop Alula, I don't mean maybe. Beep bop Alula, she's my baby. Beep bop Alula, I don't mean maybe. Beep bop Alula, she's my baby. I'm a baby, I'm a baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the team. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby. My baby, my baby, my baby. That's why. She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more, 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 more. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean maybe. Bebopalula, Let's rock again now.
Gene Vincent's band, the Blue Caps, had an incredible guitar player named Cliff Gallup, who influenced Eric Clapton, Brian Setzer, and my favorite of all time, Jeff Beck. And according to Rolling Stone, Gallup is listed as one of the top 100 guitarists of all time. Hey, Mark, did you ever listen to that Jeff Beck album called Crazy Legs?
I did.
It is pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. We actually went to a concert where Jeff Beck did sort of like a rock and roll show. We were expecting him to do a lot of the other music he did, but he was paying tribute to the people that influenced him. Jim, our next pioneer paired an aggressive piano technique with flamboyant antics and a huge ego. His nickname was Killer. He began playing professionally at 15, and 5 years later, he auditioned for Sam Phillips of Sun Records. As the story goes, he came into the studio, and they told Lewis to go learn some rock and roll and come back. And when he did, the band tore into a whole lot of shaking going on. In 1957, the song went to number one on two charts and sold a million units. It made him an international star. Subsequent hits followed, including the song we are now going to play. Here is the 1957 hit, Great Balls of Fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Mmm. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twitch all my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
You know, Jim, Jerry Lee was a bit of a loose cannon. Before Jimi Hendrix lit his guitar on fire at the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival, Lewis poured a lighter fluid on his piano, lit a match during an Alan Freed rock and roll tour. But it's time to bring on the king.
Here's the guy who brought so much forward. What's his name? I can't think of his name.
What is it?
Elvis Presley.
Right.
Jailhouse Rock by Elvis Presley, another one of my favorite songs of all time, was written by the great writing team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. It reached number one on the charts in 57 and stayed there for 7 weeks. The song is honored with so many top 100 song lists, including the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Songs That Shaped Rock and Roll. Jailhouse Rock was featured in the movie of the same name, possibly Elvis's best movie. I liked it the best. I don't know about you, Mark, but I did. I didn't like Roustabout. And he does the dance in the song in the classic prison scene when he's going up and down the pole and all that kind of stuff. And that's just so cool. He was blessed with a very, very powerful band, with guitarist Scotty Moore being credited for creating power chords on the song, while drummer DJ Fontana used a very interesting swing technique. Bill Black, the bass player, supported with a very, very cool thundering bass line. Jailhouse Rock has one of the best hooks in rock and roll music, and Elvis sings it like a man possessed. The song grabs you on the first drop of the needle. Elvis is an icon. His energized style, good looks, swagger, and his interpretation of rock and roll influenced so many artists, too many to name. He is known as the King of Rock and Roll. And after serving in the military, Elvis made mostly movies in the 1960s and not much new music. But in 1968, he made his comeback TV performance, which followed an extended stay in Las Vegas and concert tours. Elvis was the king again. You are listening to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7 from anywhere in the world.
Including Yukon.
The Yukon.
The Yukon, yeah.
That's in Colorado?
That's up north in Canada land.
Yeah, hey there.
Well, before I get into our next artist, the man sitting across to me has taken some fabulous pictures of Elvis Presley in concert. I know he's too modest to admit that, but...
No, I'm not.
Okay, Jim. I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, our next rock and roll pioneer died at a very young age. But during his very brief career, Buddy Holly established himself as one of rock and roll's immortals. Some of the great things he has done. He was one of the first to popularize the Fender Stratocaster guitar. He was part of the first class of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. He was also one of the first performers to overdub and harmonize with his own voice. And he scored numerous top 40 hits in the U.S. and England, where future Beatles John, Paul, and George took notice. It's funny we always get back to the Beatles. His first song was inspired by a line in a John Wayne movie. "That'll Be the Day" was originally recorded country western style in Nashville, but Decca Records hated it. He then went to New Mexico and re-recorded it as a Texas Shuffle. Then Billboard magazine said they didn't like it. But with the help of DJs, the song slowly gained prominence and made its way to number one. And to save face, Billboard magazine called it a great record after it became popular. Here is the first song John Lennon learned to play on guitar and the first that John, Paul, and George recorded together. From 1957, "That'll Be the Day."
That'll be the day when you say goodbye. Some
if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You said at home and you held me boldly.
In 1959, at the age of 22, Buddy Holly was immortalized when a plane crash took his life along with the lives of Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper. That crash was immortalized by Don McLean with his chart-topping song, American Pie. Jim, I'm a little surprised that our next Artisan song was considered controversial.
Yeah, it is amazing that this song by the Everly Brothers, Wake Up Little Susie, from 1957, was actually banned in Boston. It's still at number one on the national charts, though. But the song is about two teenagers go to the drive-in and they fall asleep. But when they wake, it's so very early in the morning, they are worried about how much trouble they are in.
Really? I fall asleep all the time.
Well, you're an old guy. That's right.
It's hard to believe that that song versus what is played today was controversial. But yeah, those were the times.
Those were the times. The Everly Brothers, Phil and Don Everly, accompanied themselves on acoustic guitar. And their beautiful, soulful voices created pitch-perfect harmonies, with Phil usually singing the tenor and Don singing the baritone part.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little tell our friends is when they say, ooh la la, wake up, pretty Susie, wake up, pretty Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd be in by ten. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, pretty Susie, wake up, pretty Susie. We gotta go home.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Everly Brothers doing their song Wake Up Little Susie. Did you know, Mark, that Rolling Stone ranked them number one duo in music history?
I did, because I've been subscribing to Rolling Stone since 1967.
And you think of how many great duos there were. And bands like the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and the Bee Gees, and even Simon and Garfunkel were their biggest fans, and they were influenced by the beautiful harmonies that the Everly Brothers did. And little-known fact, Chet Atkins, the great country star, he mentored the Everly Brothers while they were still in high school.
All right, Jim, our next artist was called Rock Royalty by Mick Jagger. Eddie Cochran was a rockabilly pioneer whose songs have been covered by the who's who of rock and roll. He made an enormous impression on British rockers of the 1960s. He had the looks of James Dean and a flair for fashion. He was the consummate rebel on stage. One of Cochran's first recordings was titled Live Fast, Love Hard, Die Young, and it turned out to be very prophetic. Some Cochran trivia. One of his guitar innovations was using an unwound guitar string, which allowed him to bend that string up a whole step. He also experimented with special effects and overdubbing in the studio, and his song 20 Flight Rock was the song McCartney played for Lennon when they first met in 1957. But today we're going to listen to the original Summertime Blues, co-written, sung, and performed by Eddie Cochran in 1958.
No die, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
When Cochran's friends Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens perished in that infamous 1959 plane crash, Cochran had premonitions of dying young. A year later, he would die in a British taxi cab that was on its way to Heathrow Airport. His friend and tourmate Gene Vincent was critically injured. So like James Dean, Cochran is forever frozen in time.
I love that song, especially the Who's version on Live at Leeds. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
The father of rock and roll is up next. Do you know who that is, Mark?
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry. He is the man who got rock and roll really going. His songs were about teenagers, and they loved it. It was all about what they were interested in. He also played the electric guitar like a ring and a bell. Sound familiar? And he provided showmanship, especially with his famed duck walk that electrified his audiences. He influenced so many artists, such as the Beatles and the Stones, but there's so many others. And his song, Johnny Be Good, is actually loosely based on his own life. It tells the story of a young boy with talent for the guitar, just like Chuck, and is searching for stardom. And one person who was very important to his sound was his great piano player, the great Johnny Johnson, who I know you like a lot, Mark.
I do.
He was very important to his sound and his writing skills. Let's listen to one of the greatest songs of all time, Johnny Be Good. Rock and roll, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It is rock and roll.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of our show for Pioneers in Rock. I hope you enjoyed it. But I must give a shout out to my brother, Joe. For this entire show, we talked about the influences that these artists had on the next generation of musicians. Well, my brother, who's older than me by 10 years, brought these artists and songs into my house when I was growing up and started my love and appreciation for rock and roll. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Please join us each week for songs and talk about the greatest era of rock and roll music. We are on every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. If you have a topic suggestion, please email the station by going to the station's website.
Our book, Classic Rock Photographs from Yesterday and Today, is available on Amazon. You have been listening to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP 101.5 FM.
And
streaming
on demand from anywhere.
Anywhere, UConn, yeah, something like that. Thank you, folks.